Who are those girls?
It's JK.
Guys, it's happening. Our 17th episode.
Oh my God, it is. That's kind of crazy.
And that's my favorite number ever, so I'm so excited.
Is it? Great. 17. Usually 7 is people's favorite.
Oh no, 17 is my favorite. I have it tattooed on my foot.
Do you? Yes. Don't show your feet.
I do.
Put those down. No.
I will not. I will not. But yes, it's my favorite number. And we are officially out of Halloween.
We are. Honestly, thank God. You know what I mean? Honestly.
Honestly, I had so much fun with those costumes, guys. And your reaction to all the costumes was honestly so amazing. And the best part of Halloween, you guys are so funny. I think that their favorite costume out of all of them was Pitbull. I'm not going to lie.
No, of course.
They love Pitbull. But they loved our I Love Lucy segment last week.
The people who found it super nostalgic, like me, honestly, like when you thought of the idea, I was like, oh my God, that would be so cute. I fucking love that episode. And my grandma used to love I Love Lucy, and it just was like a perfect, you know, situation. But the people that loved it from like their childhood or their parents or grandparents loved it, they were like feeling really nostalgic, which was beautiful.
Yes, honestly, I will say we got a lot of shit for our candy tier list. Did you read those comments?
I don't care. We were right. And that's all I know.
People were so upset that we had Snickers and Trick or Trash. They were
pissed. Why would they be upset? That just means if they were with us, we would give them the Snickers.
Exactly. Like, we would more be Snickers trading our Snickers for all your candy corns, guys. Exactly. Come on.
Give me your Twizzlers now.
That one, definitely, I agree with the audience. So I don't know what that's about. I will say, I'm here to defend you, though. I'm here to defend you because I saw a few comments being like, not Jesse saying that she hates licorice, but loving Twizzlers. There's a huge difference between that disgusting black licorice shit.
Okay.
And then, you know, like the red licorice.
Do you know what they're thinking of? They're thinking of Red Vines, and that's not Twizzlers. Twizzlers are not Red Vines. Red Vines are like red licorice, like ropes.
Wait, so Twizzlers are not licorice?
No, Twizzlers are just like a fucking cable rope that tastes kind of like strawberry a little bit.
Oh my God, I literally thought that Twizzlers were like red licorice versus
licorice. That's Red Vines. People are literally thinking that I like Red Vines? Oh, that is slander.
Absolutely.
And I will be pursuing legal action.
They do. They think that in the comments.
That is ridiculous. Get a grip, everyone. I like Twizzlers. Twizzlers are like the LaCroix of candy. It like kind of tastes like the concept of strawberry, and it's mainly a texture thing. Oh my God, yesterday, it was Halloween yesterday when we're filming this, and yesterday there was an entire bucket. You know how people leave like buckets outside of their house and stuff? An entire bucket of Twizzlers. I said, hello?
And not a single soul was picking them up, huh? Nobody was getting them.
I don't know.
Imagine it was just the bucket of the candy that was left and it was just Twizzlers.
Maybe that's what happened. But I don't know. Maybe. I was quite excited.
How was your Halloween, by the way?
Oh my God, it was so slay. I dressed up as an evil fairy and I must say I kind of ate, except I didn't really anticipate how it would look in photos. Like, it looked good during the day. But then,
dude, I saw Abby's pictures. I thought you were a rock and roll fairy.
Okay, literally the entire night, Alex was calling me Kiss. And I was like, listen, you're not wrong, but this is making me feel very self-conscious because 2 hours ago, I thought I was slaying harder than anybody.
I mean, you were slaying. You just looked rock and roll, you know? But it was a slay.
No, literally, I looked rock and roll. Yeah, it was not my intention. I don't know how that happened. But I mean, I did like black and green makeup because it matched my wings. And I, you know, it slayed very hard. But in flash photography, not so much. Not so much. I looked like
Kiss. It's slayed. It's slayed. How was the party? Good? Did you make the shots?
I did. They weren't a hit. Okay, I made the Jolly Rancher shots. And we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it.
What do you mean they weren't a hit? You definitely did them wrong.
No.
It's impossible. Every single time I've done Jolly Rancher shots, they've been a huge hit.
Well,
huge.
This was not even close to a hit.
What? Then you did it wrong. You did it wrong.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. How the fuck can you even do it wrong? It's Jolly Ranchers.
I don't know. How can they not be a hit?
Okay, so let me tell you. If you're looking to try this at home, let me tell you something right now. Well, first of all, what vodka do you do it with?
You did it with tequila.
No. That was just one experimental one on the side and not a single soul tried it. But I'm talking about the vodka ones. What vodka do you do it with?
Tito's.
Okay. I did it with Tito's too. So we got the same control. Now, let me tell you what happened. So I put enough Jolly Rancher for sure in the vodka ones. Now, I did blue raspberry and watermelon because I really wanted watermelon, not cherry. Watermelon was delicious, in my opinion. You didn't suggest that it needed to be very chilled. It needed to be like almost frozen to be good.
Oh, of course. Okay. That's like a given. So you do it the night before. No.
You didn't put this in the instructions. Now you're adding instructions. I just want that on the record.
You put it the night before, and then when everything melts, you like stick them in the freezer.
Oh. I missed that part. That was not
an instruction. Yeah, they have to be super chilled. Also, I'm convinced you didn't put it. Jesse made these in these giant freaking bottles that were like this big.
Yeah, okay? She did.
We're going to insert a photo. And I told her, the way that you do them is in little water bottles, like regular little Zephyr Hills water bottles. And then you
just... That's so janky. I can't do that.
Who cares? You're passing them around. Who cares what it looks like? But the thing is, you have to put a shit ton of Jolly Rancher in there in order to... I don't know. I feel like with the size of the bottle,
but I haven't gotten to my problem yet. And this is how okay, I know go. I put enough Jolly Ranchers. Okay, the Jolly Ranchers all melted.
It was two Jolly Ranchers?
It was like syrup.
What?
Like the Jolly Rancher made it all like fucking syrupy. Like Alex literally was like, if any of y'all need, you know, syrup for your kids' snow cones next year, you can
no,
use this.
There's it no way, dude. I've never had that experience. I've never had that experience.
It wasn't like syrup, but it was very, very, very syrupy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked the watermelon ones. Blue raspberry. Yeah. I actually put more blue raspberry Jolly Ranchers than I did watermelon. And blue raspberry could not cover up the taste of the vodka. Like, it was so strong.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm going to make them next time we party hard.
Please do.
I'm going to make them.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them and you'll see what a hit they are.
I don't know. Literally, they just got left there and abandoned. And then these two super cool people come to the party with Jello shots in syringes. And like blood bags of drinks. And I was like, okay, well, literally everybody just diarrhea all over my fucking Jolly Rancher shots.
Oh my God, that is so rude.
I know, literally they walked, I mean, delicious. I literally like took like seven syringes to the face. But yeah, no, it was super fun. We had a psychic medium.
Oh my God, that's right. You were talking about that.
Lady there, yeah. How did that go? She did read my, she read me to filth a little bit. She kind of slayed.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what is that called? Skeptical. I was definitely skeptical about it. She basically like makes you grab these crystals first and then she like shakes them and like throws them like dice, you know? Okay. And all of my crystals landed exactly equidistant apart. Like literally, like if you were to put a measuring tape, it looked exactly like all four were equal.
That's kind of cool.
Distance apart.
That's good, right?
Well, she told me that means I'm like anal about a lot and that like I'm basically obsessive compulsive. Not the diagnosis from the psychic. I was like, I don't think you're allowed to say that, but okay. And then she told me a bunch of stuff, whatever, you know, some personal stuff. And then she, one of them was like prosperity and like luck. And like, basically that, like that surrounds my life, that I'm just like a lucky person. And that like, I just like get things. And, like,
oh,
you know,
I love
whatever.
That.
I'm like, okay, manifestation queen. Yeah. No, no. Well, that was just the crystal part. Then the cards came. Oh. And this is how I knew she was legit. They were literally then all about my career. Came. All of them. She's like, okay, you need to stop doing everything on your own. You need to allow people to help you. You need to trust them to help you because you are literally burning the fuck out and you're like not going to be able to continue. I was like, how'd you know?
Oh my God.
Literally. And we had hired someone to do assets on Do We Know Them? Like we just did that like in the last week. And it's like helped me so much, but it's been like kind of hard to let that go because I am so anal about it. And like I needed to know what everything was going to look like. Like I don't see the assets before they go up anymore. Like I don't do notes. I just like let it go.
I'm really?
Like, yeah. No, I don't see the episode like fully done until people do.
I'm so proud of you.
It's been a hard journey because I gripped Do We Know Them with my toes and my claws. Like I literally
I get it.
Gripping for dear
life.
That's
your baby.
Yeah.
But I am proud of you for like letting go and letting, you know, other people do that stuff.
Yeah, no,
you are super overworked.
I am. So I am. No, now I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so stress-free. But like she was right. She told me about like my career basically, and that was her main message. Is like, you need one of my cards was literally like, go outside. Like you don't go outside enough. I'm like, how do you know? Bro, literally Alex will call me and he's like, oh, what's the weather like over there? It's like 6 p.m. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been outside. He's like, what? I don't step outside every day.
No, like that's kind of crazy.
It is. Yeah. Like other than to just like get something from my porch, like Amazon delivery or some shit.
No, dude, it's so not to be that person, but it's so important to touch grass.
It is. No, literally, like I need to go walk barefoot in my backyard and just like feel the earth. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely need that.
I will lose it if I don't go outside.
Yeah.
For a few hours a day. I will lose it. I'm not kidding.
No, no. I believe you.
The outdoors is so important. Just like, even like taking a walk, around your neighborhood.
It's my nightmare.
No, it's no, so.
I hate that.
I mean, you know, the fear of getting kidnapped is very strong in my head. But
yeah.
But still. But you know, it's so important to just go outside and be barefoot, walk around, just like feel the breeze, like look at the trees. Like it is important to be with nature. You definitely are on your computer constantly.
Always. Yeah. Yeah. It's
working all day. You're working all day.
Yeah. But no, but no more. Nay. No more.
No more.
I'm a new person.
That psychic said enough.
Enough, bitch. Oh my God. And then me and Joey like got like drunk and then we wanted to go back. We wanted to double dip and we said, can we do a sibling reading? She's like, sure.
Oh my God.
And I shit you not, this is the second psychic, okay? So it has to be true. I mean, what is the odds that this is another psychic? Okay. Well, first of all, the first thing, you're gonna be annoying about this. But the first thing she said when I sat down was, you're moving? And I go, no. She goes, oh, weird. It says you're moving. And I was like, nope, I'm not moving. And I was like, he just moved and I always follow him everywhere he goes, but nope. And then she's like, oh, okay. Well, I just saw him move.
Oh my God!
And
guys,
Nassim was sitting next to me.
We're gonna have an in-person podcast.
I didn't know Nassim was sitting there to my left. And I said to Joey, I was like, oh, well, that was buried really deep down inside of me. So that's very interesting. She saw that. And when I looked to my left, I saw Nassim. I was like, ah! What are you doing there? No, no move. And he literally looked at me. He's like, we're not moving. I'm like, no, of course not. And then Abby was like, if you
Nassim is against coming to... Oh, no, yeah, we can't leave Abby.
No, Abby literally was like, I'm not joking. If you move, I'm not going to be okay. I was like, I can't move. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
No, you can't move. Maybe, or she comes to Miami. Maybe the psychic meant... Or everybody just moves back to Miami. Everybody like Abby goes back to Miami. Everybody. But maybe she meant like you're moving homes. You said you wanted to like move location from your home. Maybe that's what she was talking about.
Maybe that's what she was talking about. You know, she didn't specify. But that she started off strong. I was like, oh God.
That is crazy. I believe her now. I believe her.
Yeah. Then she said, and this is the second psychic that's ever said this to me and my brother. She goes, you guys have lived many past lives together. And we were like, yeah, we figured. She said like, you guys like have a twin energy. That. Like if one person feels pain, you feel pain. And we're like, yeah. She's the second psychic to ever say that we were both together in a past life and we're like sailors together, like we sailed on a sea. She's like, you both have this draw to the water, like I'm seeing water in your past life. And there was a psychic 15 years ago who said you guys lived a past life, you were on a boat together, like literally.
No way.
I swear. It's like, who would just guess that we're both sailors? Like, this is the second psychic to say that. I'm like, okay, I guess we were
that
fucking
is
on a boat.
Literally. Wait, that's kind of crazy. That's
I know. Crazy. The first psychic told me I drowned and that's why I can't hold my breath underwater. And honestly, low key, I literally can't. I panic underwater. So I believe him. She said a more happy story. I don't know. I think we were on a boat.
Oh my God. That's wild though. Wow.
Yeah, I definitely you feel definitely like I lived multiple lives with my brother. Like I don't have that connection with almost anybody on this earth that I have with Joey. So
that's
it has
beautiful.
To mean something.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It does. It absolutely does.
So anyway, she kind of slayed that. And I mean, God bless. She was doing readings to literally belligerent adults. Like, God bless. We were literally
so
fucked up.
And she was like sober, huh?
No, yeah, she was sober. Can you imagine? She's like hitting the jello shot while she's doing it.
Oh my God, but that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, it was quite the night. And we went home like at 2 in the freaking morning. And my kids woke up at 8. I hate my life.
Oh, wow. You raged at Abby's house, huh? Not for Halloween Horror Nights, but definitely for a Halloween party.
Good.
I get.
Okay, first of all, I raged so hard at Sweet Caroline, and I raged so hard at the sex cult.
Oh, my God.
Cult.
You raged so hard. Oh, my God. We have so much to talk to
you guys about.
Because Jesse was recently in Miami again. Well, to be fair, you were in Orlando.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesse was just recently in Miami, and we went to the sex cult party thing that she went to.
It's not
to
a sex
when we
cult,
were talking.
But Kathleen insists on continuing to describe it as such.
Well, now that I was there, I realize it's definitely not a sex cult, okay?
Did you see one wiener?
No, not one wiener.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I didn't see that one wiener. But
I knew you wanted to see a wiener.
It was the place that we were talking about in our Wadera episode. We went together, and then the next day we went to karaoke. We went to a karaoke bar, and we had so much fun there, so there's a lot to talk about there. But before we get into that, hello, our shirts, our background, like, come on.
Oh my God, the background. Okay, so this is the first
background.
Official episode on our new background. I do wish we knew exactly what it looks like, but we don't yet.
Yeah, we actually have no idea.
We have no idea
what you're looking
right
at.
Now, this is just green. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
But we do know the concept of it. It's going to be like a computer screen. You know, it's going to give nostalgic desktop. That's what we wanted to do. We didn't want to lose the picture. So if you guys remember our last background, we had the frames on the wall and like a lot of people liked the pictures and especially like the pictures of us younger and stuff. So we didn't want to lose that. But we didn't want to do a realistic background anymore. We didn't want to make it look like we're in a living room because we're not. You know what I mean? I feel like if you go full living room, it's got to be different. Like, it can't be what we had it as.
I will say there were people commenting. Sorry, guys. I had a migraine before I sat down to film this video, so I had to eat. I ordered
totally
food
fine.
Before sitting. But you know, people were commenting on our I Love Lucy episode, and they were like, wait. We love this living room.
No.
You guys look like you're actually...
No, we did not. We did not for a second look like we were in that living room. Come on. Come on.
They were like, you guys look like you're actually in a living room. Like, wait, maybe we do a living room.
I disagree. Highly. No, but like, come on. What's more nostalgic than like a desktop that looks all 90s-ish? You know what I mean? So
I was dying
for this vibe of the shirt. Like, I wanted 90s, not tacky, just like things that made me happy. Like, I look back on it and I'm like, oh. Fun times. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted our aesthetic to be. But we went to grandma's so quick. And also, somebody was saying it's not grandma's living room, our original background. They're like, it's actually giving like baby nursery. And when they said that,
no, it was.
I remembered that my brother Jonathan's nursery was those exact, like the blue and yellow. And I was like, oh my God.
I told you it was giving ABC 123.
Yeah, it really was.
It really was.
And, you know, we wanted to compromise. And then my brother Joey was like, okay, let me keep working. Like, he literally mocked up so many backgrounds over the course of months. And I just never showed you because I was literally like, Kathleen would never agree to this. Like, she doesn't want nostalgic 90s. Like, he was going really that vibe. And then one day he had the computer idea.
And I loved it.
And then Talia worked off of that. And then now we have this.
No, it's so, that was such a good idea. I love the idea of just like floating in front of a computer monitor.
100%. 100%.
I love it. I literally love it. And it is giving our shirts.
No, it so is.
If you guys saw our Pitbull episode, we made these on the boardwalk over in Universal Studios. So this is not merch. Okay. No. I don't want you guys to get excited. It's not merch. It's just
shouldn't it be?
I feel like, wouldn't it be so cool?
I'm not even joking. I love this so much. When I put it on, I was like, I fucking think this is so cute. Like, I genuinely think it's so cute, like, with some biker shorts. Like, what the fuck? This is so fucking cute.
No, literally, I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it.
Me too. Sure. So, you guys like it? We can make a merch. We could do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Will we get sued for stealing this? Did we already talk about that? Will we get sued?
For stealing what?
This design.
What are you talking about? This is just like a regular, you know, like a fair design.
Maybe we need Talia to change it a bit. Because otherwise, we might get sued.
No way. There's no way we would get sued over this.
No, the guy who made it was so nice. He would never sue us.
He would never sue us.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our new sponsor, Quince. Look at us.
I know, look at us. I actually love Quince.
Oh my God, no, it's amazing. And especially now, well, not where Kathleen lives, but where I live, it's getting nice and crisp and, you know, not too cold, but it's definitely
it's getting crispier.
Yeah.
We had a cold front. It's getting crispier.
It's like 70 degrees. But when it does get colder, I feel like I just want to get in the most comfortable thing I possibly can. And Quince comes through with the comfiest and highest quality sweaters, outerwear, and everyday essentials that feel luxurious, look timeless, and make dressing honestly effortless without the high markup.
And honestly, Quince has something for everyone on your list. They make such good gifts. I am obsessed with, I actually haven't taken off the ring that I got from Quince. I wear it every single day. I got some sunglasses that I'm obsessed with, and even like a crossbody bag that's like nylon, and I took it to the parks. That is amazing. I actually love their like accessories, not just their clothes.
I got a crossbody bag too, and it's like real leather, but it also has this like woven design on the front, and I took it to Miami because I was like, oh, this is very Miami. And I also got this like real leather, super good quality little jewelry pouch for when I travel. And also, they work directly with ethical top tier factories. They skip the middleman, and then they offer prices that are 50% less than similar brands. Like, they have like $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters. You know what I mean? That would be double the price anywhere else. So step into the holiday season with layers made to feel good, look polished, and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping it for yourself. We're not judging. All you have to do is go to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, now available in Canada too.
That is Quince, Quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But yeah, hopefully you guys like, you know, what's going on. If you don't, too bad.
Please don't tell us.
No, too bad.
Please don't tell us if you don't. Please don't.
Just close your eyes when you're watching.
I will say they really, really loved all of our Halloween backgrounds.
Yes, so this might be for the love.
This might be an adjustment. They might be like, oh, we miss the Halloween, you know.
Okay, we're not going to be in a vampire lair on just a random Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not going to be the vibe of this show. But, like, thank you so much for all the love and stuff on the backgrounds. Thank you to Talia for doing them. You know,
no, it was so great.
We really tried our best.
So great.
Well, anyway, do we want to talk about our Miami trip? You want to talk about how you felt at the sex cult?
Which, by the way, before we get into our fabulous Miami trip, people were asking us what lipstick we were wearing as I Love Lucy. We had two different reds, but they were very interested in both of them.
Oh, interesting. Mine are two Ofra liquid lipsticks that I mixed. It was like a dark maroon and like a blood red, because I started with the blood red and then I was like, fuck, the color is like maroon. I wanted to make it darker. So I don't know the names. I'll put them on the screen.
Okay. I also don't remember the name. I know I have a Makeup Forever lip. I have two lip liners mixed together, funny enough. I have a Pat McGrath lip liner mixed with a Makeup Forever one. I will also put that on the screen because I don't remember off the top of my head.
There you go.
I mean, you will put that on the screen.
And I will. And I'll do that.
And you will. But anyway, do you want to tell the folks how fantastic our sex cult night was?
Oh my God. I had so much fun. Did you have fun, actually?
I actually had so much fun that night.
Okay. It is quite an interesting experience trying to get Kathleen to enjoy things because, hear me out. Your initial reaction to anything like out of the norm for you is like, haha, I'm going to get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's your initial reaction.
I am not hard to impress.
Not hard to impress. You just kind of like, you flee. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of just like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here. I'm going to leave.
Oh, I mean, like, if I sense danger or discomfort, I will flee.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So upon your arrival, you were concerned. I did walk you through a random house. And I said, here, and it was an empty backyard. Because normally at this place, there's way more people. I would say at least like 5 times the amount of people that were there are usually there on Fridays.
Oh, really? So we went like on a chill night.
Yeah, like I literally was like, are people gonna come? Like nobody showed up. It was literally like 5 people there. besides us.
No, yeah, literally.
So I was like, fuck, you're going to freak out. You're going to go to an empty backyard and be like, what the fuck am I doing here? And correct, I was, because that's exactly what you did. Literally, from getting there, you let me know within like 5 minutes that you were going to leave in an hour. That's what you did. You told me that.
Well, I will say it was my plan from the very beginning to leave at midnight. I told her, I'm like, hey, I'm Cinderella tonight. I'm Cinderella tonight at 12. I'm out of here. And it was like 10:15. And she's like, absolutely not. You are not leaving at 12. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then the vibe got so good that I didn't even realize it was past 12. And I just stayed.
Well, I mean, I will say I was very much responsible for that, because I was like, what will make you stay? And you're like, I'm tired, I'm this. I'm like, what if I order you Red Bulls and Fireball shots? Will that work? And she's like, yeah, that would work. And then it did actually. I'm like,
yeah,
work.
I'll take some. Listen, if you give me Red Bull, I can go all night. I can pull a whole all-nighter. Red Bull does something to me that literally I feel like I'm on crack.
Well, yeah, that's the magic of Red Bull.
But it's literally just Red Bull. I can drink a Monster or an Alani and whatever, and like I'm fine. Like I'll have like energy, but Red Bull cracks me out like nothing else.
Yeah, when you took it in Marco Island, you did not fall asleep for like how long? You were like up at like 6 a.m.
dude, in Vegas at the club I was like because of that Red Bull. But yeah, no, she gave me some, she ordered Fireball shots and Red Bull. We were taking Fireball shots. It was actually really fun,
honestly.
Really, I loved it.
I forgot how delicious Fireball is. I'm gonna admit it,
right?
I think today I'm actually gonna go to the liquor store and not get Fireball, because God bless, like it's kind of the cheapest like cinnamon whiskey you could get, you know.
It is, but the fire whiskey we had in Hogsmeade over there in Hogwarts,
yes, I remember,
the fire whiskey was so good. It was like cinnamon whiskey, but it was like amazing.
It's like better quality. Like Fireball, you could tell it's a cheaper whiskey.
Right.
So I'm gonna go looking for some, because I do love a good big red moment. I do love the burn.
I do. I love.
I'm gonna admit that.
It's like one of my favorite gums. I love Big Red.
So delish. I love cinnamon.
Me too.
And we were guzzling those little shooters down. We got like order like one Fireball shooter. You had to order like an 8-pack. And me and Kathleen were just tearing them up. I was like, oh God.
No, and the funniest thing was, okay, so when we get there, like Jesse's cousin Benji had like his little poster board up, and he was like promoting his books. Like you can like set up little
vendor stuff. Yeah, you can go there and just sell whatever the fuck you want.
And just like sell your sex cult stuff. So he had his books like displayed, whatever, and his girlfriend's like bracelets were there, and it was super cute. So we were just like hanging out behind the poster board. Jesse smuggled in some alcohol, because I don't think you can.
Okay, I'm sick and tired though of people saying we can't bring alcohol when we clearly bring it in and nobody cares. Then we can bring in alcohol.
I mean, the vibe at this place is very much like, do whatever
you
want.
C'est la vie. Yeah, 100%.
I'm not gonna lie. They're just waiting for some sort of lawsuit or some sort of...
No, what we're gonna explain happened is like a huge liability. And we normally, on fire night, you have to like sign a disclaimer on your way in, and they weren't even having that.
Yeah, I didn't have to sign anything.
Nothing.
No, we just walked up in there. And then so there is this girl who like plays with her little fire stuff. She has like a sword.
Put
like
some respect. She's not playing, okay? She's slaying.
No, she's... She is slaying. She's working, okay?
Yeah.
And she's like doing her like tricks with the fire and like dancing and whatever. It was very, very impressive and really good.
Mind you, she wasn't gonna fire dance because she was working concessions, because she was selling hot dogs. Literally.
Oh, really?
No, literally hot dogs and like sodas and sangria and stuff like that. She wasn't gonna fire dance. And the drunker I got, the less I could cope with the fact that you guys were gonna be there and not see her fire dance. And it's the same girl that does the Evanescence song over and over and over again. And I was like, you guys have to see her. She slays so hard. And so I had Benji go over there and beg her. And that's why she did it. She did it just for us, because there was nobody there. She wasn't going to fire dance.
Oh my God. That's probably why we didn't have to sign any waiver when we walked in, because it wasn't going to be fire night that night.
Oh my God. You know? So true. What came next was dangerous.
Yeah. She put herself and all of us in danger for you guys.
She did. She did. And I tipped her $50 for it. I was like, queen, you slay my whole life.
No, she literally did tip her $50 for it. It was so funny. But at one point, no, she was so cool. At one point, she gives Talia this fire shit.
Oh my God.
To put as like, it's like fire bracelets. And she just gives Talia fire. Like she just hands her over the fire.
She kind of started talking about like how she came to know like the fire stuff. She used to be involved in like the circus and aerial stuff. And then she started talking about like how she loves to teach people how to do the fire. And Talia has this mental disorder, one of them.
Yeah.
And it's called, oh, I could do that. Like she literally thinks she can do whatever. And like, you can't. But she was like 100% convinced like she could absolutely grab the fire and slay it in the same manner that she was doing it. And the lady was like, well, you can grab them. You can grab these little, it looked like, what is it? Like Beauty and the Beast, like the little candelabra. Like,
yes.
It looked like that, because it goes like around your wrist, like a bracelet. And Talia did okay for the first 2 seconds.
She did. She was like, and then it went downhill very quickly. She's like, oh my God. She has like long arm hairs. God bless. She's Romanian. She's very hairy. And she has these long arm hairs. And
well, she's like doing this. She had those long arm hairs.
And she's like doing this. She's like, guys, my arm hairs, they're on fire. My arm hairs are on fire. And she burned off all of
her arm hair. I'm not joking. You could smell it on her skin. Like, you smelled burnt hair. And then it was so funny. She tells the lady, she's like, oh my God, like, I burned my hair. And she goes, yeah, fire dancing is like the natural nair. And I'm like, because it burns it off. And then she was just like, fire dancers don't have any hair left because we like burn it all off. I'm like, oh,
that my God. Is so funny. She was like, no, and she goes up to Talia. She's like, look, it doesn't hurt. And passes the fire up and down Talia's arm. She's like, if you do it quick, it doesn't hurt. And Talia's like, little hairs are just like incinerated. She's like on fire. She's like, you're literally burning my hairs off. You're hurting me.
And she was willing to do a trick to us, which nobody accepted. But she does this trick where she puts that ball that's on fire, which like, it's probably laced with like propane or something. That's how it stays on fire. She licks it and then like it doesn't burn because she says your tongue is wet. It won't burn you. It just seemed a little bit hardcore. And like
she's like, here, stick out your tongue. Stick out your tongue. Let me burn it. I'm like, nah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She literally was like, I could just do it really quick and like whatever. I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh my God. It was hilarious, but she was good.
She was good. And sometimes they have like a food truck in the backyard. Like literally a food truck will come and park, and there was a pizza food truck. And yes, I did order deep fried pizza, and it was delish.
No, and it was so good.
So
like it was actually a really good pizza food truck. Honestly, Sex Cult House slayed.
Super
slayed. I'm happy I went. I actually want to go again. I think I'm thinking of going like next Friday. You can't go without
me. You can't.
No, I think me, Joey, Benji are going without you.
I don't think so. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I think we are. I actually think we are. I think that we, not this Friday, but I think we're going next Friday.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly, it's such an awesome place because like you kind of like judge it, like you have this like, oh, like what is this, like it's weird, and then you realize like how kind of cool it is just to be around people who like don't judge and they're just kind of like whatever and everybody's just vibing.
We were just talking shit, but like I swear to you, it was actually such a good vibe. They have like a bunch of seats around like the little campfire, like the little fire pit, and people are just like playing drums and just like living life and just being chill and amazing. And the greatest thing about this is like a lot of like musicians and artists go to this place. We talked about it in the Wadera episode, but like they'll just post up and start playing together. So Joey got on the piano and he was like singing Gravity and like John Mayer on the piano. And then Benji was on the drums. His girlfriend was on the guitar. And then some random guy who literally looked like he had just got off a motorcycle, like a Harley Davidson, like an older guy with his long white ponytail.
Yeah.
Just posted up and started playing
the most amazing electrical guitar ever. Like he was like doing solos and like just slaying. And he's an older dude that we would never see ever in life otherwise.
Exactly. It honestly was amazing just seeing all of them come together and play music. And it was a lot of freestyle. When they stopped playing John Mayer, they were just freestyling. Mm-hmm. And it just like, it was so beautiful, honestly.
When I told my dad that there was an older guy there, my dad talked so much shit about this place. He's like, oh, you gotta be high to go there. Like, blah, blah, blah. When he found out there was an older person
your
there,
dad he's like, knows about this place?
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows about this place. But when he found out that it was an older guy there, he was like, maybe I could go one day. I'm like, uh-huh. So it always starts the same. People are judgy Judy. And then they go and they're like, actually, quite nice to be around other humans who don't, you know.
It is. You. And the backyard is so big. It's so chill. And honestly,
a lot of mosquitoes. I'll say that. A lot of mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes don't bite me.
No, they don't bite me either. But literally, Nassim's ankles for like a week were tore up to the floor up. From the floor.
Oh, damn. That sucks. Yeah. That sucks. That never happened to me.
Yeah, I got that sour blood or something. They don't like me. I'm the last resort. You know that Joey stayed there till like 4 a.m?
No, you're lying.
No, I swear. They all stayed till like 4 a.m. Because basically, honestly, I think I would have stayed at least another hour.
I would have stayed till 4 a.m.
Yeah, probably. I would have. Probably, honestly.
Yeah.
Talia would have hated her fucking life, but we would have done it. But what happened was I got a call from my dad who was watching my daughter. And he's like, you need to come back. Amelie threw up. And I'm like, what? She threw up?
No, literally, he's like, you need to come home right now. Amelie was throwing up. Come home right now. And Jesse was like, I'm leaving. Bye.
I literally and like, she just, like, ran for my life. Off. That Uber. And then Nassim was like, oh my God, the Uber was like 15 minutes and it felt like 20 years. Anyway, she was perfectly fine. She woke up confused. And sometimes when she cries, she throws up.
Or sometimes when you're like coughing, whatever, you just throw up when you're coughing.
Exactly.
And she was like coughing.
So she just had like a little fit there and she threw up. And then the throw up made her, you know, feel like gross. And so she threw up again. And she's fine. She's completely fine. Literally the next day, she was like, if nothing happened. Actually, when we got there, she was just like, mommy, what are you doing here? I'm like, coming to save you, I thought. I don't know.
You guys took her to urgent care the next day and she was like totally fine.
No, literally. We took her to urgent care. $200 later, they were like, nope, Everything's good.
That's good. That's good. Well, yeah, we had to cut the night short because Jesse left and I was like, I guess I'm leaving too then. I'm not just
gonna You should have stayed. You should have stayed. They slayed all night.
I mean, I should have stayed, but I was like, oh, well, Jesse's gone. I'm
Talia was not off the Red Bull though. Talia was like tired.
Oh, yeah. No, Talia was like, okay, we're leaving too. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could have kept raging off that Red Bull, but I was like, you know what? Yeah,
maybe we'll call it a night.
The next night we went out to a karaoke bar and I'm not going to lie, I had the time of my life.
Okay. I was so worried. And listen, as a Leo, it's a hard job, but it is my job. That whenever I go and the spirits are low, it's my job to pick them up. I got to pick them up from the floor.
Of course, that is a Leo job.
Oh my God, literally, I feel like it's my life's mission. Even yesterday, we walked into Abby's party and she looked at me, she goes, it's so dead. Like inside the party, and it literally was like two people standing around chips, like literally. And so I got in there and I said, Joey, get the music. Me and Joey just immediately started like pop locking and dropping on the dance floor. I was like, who's doing shots? Let's go. Like, and we just picked it up, you know, and we just started doing karaoke. The vibe was vibing.
Oh my God. No, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so we got to the karaoke bar like an hour and a half before Jesse got there. Like me, Talia.
Dramatic.
Andrea.
It was an hour max.
I got there at 10 o'clock. You got there at 12.
I don't think that's true.
That is true. That's true. I was being generous by saying an hour and a half. It was 2 hours.
I was waiting for Nassim to get back from the damn UM game. So I was like,
that is true.
Ready. And I'm like, just waiting there on the couch, but I had to wait. But then he finally got home. We went to the bar. And what do I walk into? But a yawning Kathleen and Talia saying, oh, I think I'm going to go. Like, I just don't feel well. And I literally looked at both of them and I said, whoa. What did I just into?
Talia was feeling like not like she wasn't feeling well. So she's like, I think I'm just going to wait till Jesse comes. I'm going to say hi to her and then I'm going to leave because I don't feel good. But I was on Red Bull, my friend. I was going.
You were not going. You were yawning.
Okay, but it was the start of my Red Bull. Like, I was ready to keep going. I was yawning a little bit, but then you got there and then like,
and then I got to another vodka Red Bull.
She shoved those shots down my throat, like the jello shots.
We did
jello
shots. Those were delish.
I literally had like three of those, and I'm not gonna lie, that is the reason why I probably threw up at the end of the night.
That's crazy, because I had a couple too, and I was perfectly fine. I mean, oh my God, I'm twice
it just made me
size,
so nauseous. But I wasn't even like drunk like that. It just made me so nauseous that the minute I got home, I threw up in the front yard.
No, you didn't.
I swear, like a 21-year-old loser throwing up in the front yard. I swear to you. Threw up in the front yard.
But honestly, I had to do some major work to get the vibes up. And Talia stayed for like another hour and a half almost.
I know. I was so shocked. She just needed you to get there. She just needed the party to get there.
No,
and then
you were so like, you were screaming at me because the second Talia was like, I'm not feeling well. And I go, no, no. Like, we need to literally party. And you're like, what's wrong with you? She doesn't feel well. And I was like, no, she's going to stay and we're going to have a great time. And we did. We did. She felt so much better.
Honestly,
all she needed was
a
vibe
check. She felt so much better. She left like around 1 o'clock in the morning. We didn't end up leaving until like 3 a.m.
I left
at 3 a.m. and then you left a little bit after me, no?
I left honestly 45 minutes or an hour. Oh my God, we sang. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. Guys, I was... The whole night, I was like, I'm not going up there. I'm not embarrassing myself. Like, these are all singers, okay? They're all musicians and they're all singers. I'm like, I am not going up there embarrassing myself. And somehow, after a few shots
literally,
and a few drinks,
a couple
they got
hours
me
later,
there.
You find her on stage. That boy is corrupt. Like, we literally sang Nobody's Son by Sabrina Carpenter, and that was a highlight of my life.
Honestly, it was the best moment of the night.
It was the best.
It was the best moment of the night. Andrea was so lit. That she looked like she was dying when she was singing on stage. Did you see that video?
Every time I saw her, both eyes were like almost closed.
Yeah, she was like about to fall asleep on the couch behind us. Like, it was crazy. She was singing her and Talia sang You're the Ultimate, the Freaky Friday song.
Yeah.
Bro, Andrea looked like she was asleep on the stage. It was crazy, crazy.
Oh, I did almost kill the Jello Shot girl. I did almost kill her.
Oh, my God.
I did.
She did. She did almost kill the
I'm sorry.
Shot
listen,
girl.
I would never. And I mean, she probably didn't even know that I had an issue because I'm not going to confront her like that. But she was being so disrespectful, even after finding out that like me and Nassim are married and stuff. Like every time she would ask Nassim, like if he wanted another bucket or like if we wanted, you know, more high noons or whatever, she would like grab his neck seductively, like literally get to his face.
No,
and
she
was drunk. She was genuinely drunk. She was taking jello shots herself. She wasn't just selling them. She was drinking them.
That's kind of illegal, isn't it?
I don't know what their regulations are, but she was genuinely hammered. And like, I understand that, but there's like a line that you don't cross.
Come on, no, there is.
And then once she knew that it bothered us, because Nassim had to tell her something, then she would come back, stare at Nassim, and he literally one time got so uncomfortable, he just put up his hand like this so that he didn't have to see her. And she was like, like rolling her eyes, like, oh, he's just playing with me. I'm like, no, like, leave us alone. Like, you're genuinely making everyone so uncomfortable. It was so weird.
No, literally, Jesse comes up to me.
Didn't you see how angry I got?
Should I kill the bottle girl or should I kill the bottle girl? I'm like, uh-oh.
I took out my straw from my cup and I said, should I kill her with this straw? Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's SeatGeek. 2-in-1 episode. Oh my God.
2-in-1. What is happening? Who are we?
You know, recently I have been using SeatGeek to get gifts for the people that I'm like, what do I get you? Like, every time I go shopping for you, I don't know what to do. Giving someone a live event experience is such a good idea.
Oh my God. That's such a good gift, actually. And it is the holiday season right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
With over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. I use it all the time. Honestly, we were talking about that recently. We love SeatGeek and we use it often. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports events, festivals, and more.
Yeah, right now you can get tickets to a bunch of shows, but just to name a few, Billie Eilish, Lorde, Sabrina Carpenter, hello. And SeatGeek has your back because each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know if you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots, because green dots mean good and red means bad.
I mean, and plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, which is awesome.
And with the holiday season, like we said, just around the corner, you can give the gift of tickets this year and use our code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
Yes, that is 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10.
And make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so that you could use it later. And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I was like, I'm just gonna poke her eye out or something because I'm losing my damn mind. Like, genuinely, it was just so disrespectful. And like, it's one thing if you like don't know
that person
is in a relationship and you're shooting your shot and whatever. But once you get told, like, hey, my wife is here, he literally had to tell her, like, please don't disrespect my wife. Like, she's right there.
Crazy.
It literally had to be that. Insane. And then still she kept
going. She was.
Yeah, it was
very frisky, very sexual.
Yeah, I did not like that.
Or like, who is this girl?
I think she was just drunk, to be honest. But still, it sucked.
Fine, but that's not an excuse.
And I'm like, this is what I get for buying like 4 Jello shots from you. This is the girl's code. No, I get
literally horrible. But that was kind of funny. I'm not gonna lie.
It was funny.
Honestly, found that very entertaining.
It was fun. And then I sang "Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You" with my, you know, brother and my cousin. And then what else did I sing? I sang something with Joey.
You did sing something else besides "Boys to Men." I don't remember what it was because I was a little turnt. But that was a beautiful performance.
Thank you. It's embarrassing, but we did rehearse at Joey's house for that. We just wanted to be sure who was taking what harmony. You know, we didn't want to fuck it up.
Oh my God, that is so funny. You guys are such
a very, very people. My family coded thing, to be honest.
No, yeah, 100%. It would. Did your dad conduct that? Was he like...
No, he actually got mad when he realized that was the song we were choosing. He's like, oh, horrible. I'm like, what? No, some slay so hard.
I'm surprised he's not a regular there. I feel like your dad would love it.
No, he literally wouldn't. He would be just sitting in the back, like mad at everyone's song choices.
He'd be like, everybody's off key. They're not even literally. Real singers.
No, you know what he would be really mad about? The sound system. Like, dude, you can't even hear yourself sing there.
I honestly love that. That's my favorite part. Because I love that I can't really hear how bad I sound.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it also like just goes the other way as well, where it's like you also can't hear if you sound good. You know what I mean?
So
it just
I never sound good, so it's fine.
Those bathrooms in that establishment are diabolical.
Really? I love them.
What do you love about them? How much they stink?
I like that it feels like a really like spooky, ooky, dark red hallway.
Yeah, you literally have to go into a fucking alleyway, yeah, to go.
Yeah, I kind of like how scary it is.
Bar bathrooms or like bar club bathrooms are so trippy to me because I feel like that's when you really like reconcile with yourself, like, damn, I'm fucked up.
No, literally. It's only when I'm like hovering over the toilet, I'm like, oh, shit.
And then you start hearing like, like on the outside, you're like, oh, yes. Where am I? Like, it just feels like so weird.
It is the experience. And then you like look in the mirror and you like open up your eyes like this and you're like,
like, who is
like
that?
Just staring at yourself and like rubbing your eyes and you're like, oh, fuck. You know, it's like the inside of you is not drunk.
The pictures we took that night, you and I look so hammered.
The one where
one of your eyes
was
completely
like
closed. I'm just like, Joey so was hammered. Just saying how he still is hungover from then. Like, he got so fucked up that he's like, I felt
Joey got
ill.
So drunk.
No, literally. I didn't even know that. Did you know that?
Are you kidding? When he was sitting there, like asking like a bunch of guys if they ever had their pee-pee sucked.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He was like asking straight guys if they ever had a gay moment.
He's like, what? You never had your dick sucked? I'm like, I don't think that's how that works. But also just in general, I'm now remembering how loud he was. I was literally saying like, Joey, stop screaming. He was shouting from the rooftops. I was like, stop it.
Honestly, I love it. It was such a vibe. It was the best. I had the best night.
Do you want to talk about the human sprinkler?
Oh, listen, listen. Pobrecito.
My husband.
When you get a little drunk.
When
you know?
He drinks, just spits everywhere. God bless. He
talks and spits.
No.
I'm like standing in front of him like.
I literally saw your face. You were like, oh, shit. And literally, we figured it out that night. It's because he's French and Berber, the way his tongue and like throat and everything works verbally, like he has to kind of like actively not spit every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has to try his best.
So when he's drunk, you know, he releases his inhibitions as well as his, you know, saliva.
So Kathleen, tell me. So I'm like, and I'm like, oh. Fuck. I'm like, Nassim, if you spit on me one more fucking time.
And he did.
I would like walk behind the table. I'm like, I'm going to stand over here while you tell me the story.
I am not joking.
Like across the table.
I have this, well, it's like a live photo. Joey had it and he showed me it yesterday. And it's me and this random girl that I don't remember holding hands, dancing like this. I swear to God. And I'm like, who are you? I swear.
Well, there was a girl there that was like very friendly and like wanting to dance with all of us.
Oh, that must have been her then.
Yeah, I think it must have been her.
Oh my God. Well,
but she was very nice.
She got kicked out.
She was.
That's what I heard, allegedly. Oh,
I mean, she was very drunk. God bless.
But anyway, I didn't feel hungover the next day. I actually had to fly home the next day, which was unfortunate. But I didn't feel.
What time was your flight?
My flight was like at 4:30 p.m. No, thank God.
Oh my God.
Wasn't.
Can you imagine like if it had to be in the morning?
Oh no, I don't do that. When I book, I don't book that way.
But it was amazing. We didn't get a chance to like film in person. And I know people love when we film in person, but we had a great time together.
We did.
I loved it. You should come to Miami more often.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Come on.
Yeah.
We also are going to see each other in Disney, but we definitely won't film then because it's my daughter's birthday and there's like shit packed and Kathleen is going for 2.5 seconds and then leaving for her marathon that she is not trained for.
Okay, yeah. We're going to Disney together, but I have to leave Saturday afternoon because on Sunday I have a freaking race. It's not a marathon. God bless. It's a 10K.
What does that mean?
So it's like, that's like 7 miles. Not bad at all. I have like the half marathon in January. That's 13 miles.
What interests you about just running?
A really, really cute medals. I like getting cute little medals.
Is that really it? That's the motivation?
Yeah, that's it.
That's so interesting.
I know people do it for like the endorphins and I do it for the medals.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. The accolades. I get it.
I like it. I haven't even trained a little bit. Like at least last year though, when I did the half marathon in Disney World, like I actually trained. I have not done
that. What does the training even look like?
You know, like I'll go running. I used to go running every Sunday. Haven't done that at all.
Oh. Honestly, and I don't know if I've said this before, but it is actually true. And I don't want anybody to, you know, shame me in the comments because it is true. I think I'm allergic to running. I get itchy. It's not a joke.
I mean,
I get
running
itchy
is
horrible. All down my legs. And Noah has it too. And my dad has it. Where anytime we run, we literally itch so bad. What is that about? Does any doctors in the chat? I literally get itchy.
Yeah, let us know.
I think I'm allergic to running.
I wonder what that's about. Maybe.
I could walk and that could be totally fine. But if I run, itchy central.
Really?
Really, really. Yeah, so I can't do that as like a form of cardio. I have to do like elliptical, Stairmaster, something
like that. Like a bicycle?
Or the bike. Yeah, I used to be addicted to spinning. I would go to 2 spinning classes a day, 6 a.m. and then the afternoon. Yeah, what the fuck was that about? I don't know.
You used to do 2 classes a day? That's crazy.
Literally, when I was in high school.
See, like spinning like makes me want to kill myself.
No, literally, it's the worst. Yeah.
It's so intense and it takes so much out of me. It's not even funny.
No,
I can't.
100%.
I can't.
I was not well.
Oh my God. One time, dude, I went to a spinning class with my sister. Okay. It was like the first spinning class I did and she was like fully addicted to spinning back in the day. And I got like 5 minutes into the ride. Like we were all standing up, right? Like, and I got like 5 minutes in and I sat down because I could not anymore. I couldn't. I had to sit on my seat. The guy looked at me and goes, "That's it?"
Oh, that would kill me.
On his microphone.
Nothing.
I never went back there. On his little microphone, he goes, "That's it." I was mortified. I turned bright red and I never went back there.
No,
again.
Literally, that's so rude as an instructor. Why would you say that?
That's so why fucking would you mean. Yeah, that's that? It. Yeah, that's literally
and if that's
it. That's
it,
all
like,
you're
at least
get.
I'm still pedaling my feet. Like, so I have to sit down. Is that illegal?
Like, at least I'm here.
You used to like the Peloton bike, right?
Yeah, I love Peloton. It's so hard, but I love it.
Is it really hard?
Oh my God. Like, but like, spinning, running, even elliptical, like any form of cardio kills me. I can't do it. I'd rather like do weights. you know.
Says the one who runs marathons. I don't understand you.
I don't run marathons. I ran you're one running half a marathon one time. On
the damn day of my daughter's birthday weekend.
it's a 10K. I booked that way before we even planned this.
Oh my God,
way
that's before. My favorite part of all of this. She's like, I already booked it and paid. I'm like, how much did you pay? She's like, $75. I said, well, I did. Cancel it.
I would cancel it. I'd rather stay in Disney. Michelle does not let me cancel.
Michelle didn't let you cancel?
Yeah, Michelle's like, we already, like, come on. Like, everybody's, like, we're doing it with everybody. Oh, you can't just, like, ditch it and stay in Disney.
Michelle?
Yeah, we need to text her and tell her off.
No. Michelle's forgiven because she, I'm being currently, not scammed. But anyway, something's going on. We'll talk about it later. But she helped me fix my Disney trip. Because it was a disaster.
You are definitely being scammed. Allegedly. We'll talk about it when the trip is over.
By a travel agent, allegedly.
Oh, I am going to talk about it when your trip Kathy is over.
Kathy's been planning her expose on TikTok. I'm like, we're not going to fucking
I am planning to expose your travel agent. I am.
Oh,
I
my
am.
God. Well, you know.
You are getting so ripped off. Guys, my friend Stephanie is a travel agent. Okay. And she's like, holy shit, did Jesse get ripped all the way off?
What's
way.
New? Gullible, yeah, no. Gullible Gary over
Ridiculous.
Here.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, literally, I believe
and
everything.
Before anybody says anything, she booked this whole Disney trip before she found out that Stephanie was a travel agent.
Yeah, it's my biggest regret because Stephanie's the best travel agent ever. And like literally, she really takes care of everything. And if we need anything when we're on the spot, like we call her, she picks up in two fucking rings max. Like she is mm-hmm. the bomb. The girl that I went with, you know, God bless.
You're the travel agent that you chose for this Disney trip. Literally, like, I'm not going to lie, like straight up scammed you. Like no, straight up scammed know. You. We don't no. know. She did. No, she did.
We gotta wait for our expose until after my Disney trip.
Yeah. We'll talk about it because there's so many things that she charged. That's right. Okay. We'll zip it until we come back and we'll expose her.
Perfect. Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't watch the JK podcast.
I don't think she watches the JK podcast.
No, she definitely does not. No.
By the way, do you know that I just recently came back from the Rare Impact Fund?
Oh my God. That's right. With your... Wait. Was your bestie Manny MUA there?
No, Manny... Okay, so the same night, Laura Lee hosted like a pumpkin carving night at her house. And all of the influencers were there. So they were not at the Rare Beauty Impact Fund. But you know who was?
Who?
Michaela.
Oh, Michaela Nogueira. Wait, because you called her out during Lashgate.
Yes. Well, I mean, I called Jesse right after this happened at the Rare Impact Fund. I was like, you won't believe what the hell just happened to me. Because, okay... So you guys know me and I don't like confrontation. I don't like anything of the sort. We know. And I've spoken about Michaela in the past with you.
Yeah.
And even on my stories, like when the whole Lashgate thing happened, like I was mortified by Lashgate. I was.
No, it was awful.
It threw me in for a loop. Okay. Yeah. Because as someone who's not to like, oh my God, but I, since I've been on YouTube since 2013, okay, I have been doing the whole beauty thing for a very, very, very long time. And back in the day, you couldn't even do a sponsorship. Like you couldn't even get a sponsorship without people like eating you alive.
Yeah.
Okay, just a random sponsorship. People were like so upset about that.
Yeah.
Super frowned upon. Now it's different. And we're in a world where we get it. Like people get sponsorships. That's how people make their money. That's how influencers work. Like it's normal and people get it. But back in the day, okay,
yeah, it was
they
rough.
Did not. It was really, really rough. And I take honesty very seriously. Like the products that I review, like my authenticity and my honesty and the, you know, it's so, so, so important to me. So when I saw her put a falsie on her eye to promote a mascara.
She says she didn't do that though.
No, she definitely did.
No, she definitely 100% did.
And I think
did.
That she admitted to it. I think.
No, she jokes about it. We've talked about this before. Like she's joked and like insinuated, like, let me show you my favorite lash combo and then uses an Ardell Wispy with mascara. You know what I mean? Like she jokes about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But she swore in those comments up and down that she did not fake those lashes.
Right. But I mean, she definitely did. She's a liar. And so that obviously. Yeah, so that obviously really upset me. And I was like, dude, like it makes the rest of us look bad because, you know, we're all influencers and we're trying to,
it's
know,
not just that. You guys are in a different category of influencers. Like, yes, I in like the comedy story time, whatever the fuck category I'm in, I got sponsorships too. But my content wasn't surrounded around like, hey, let me show you products that I believe work or let me show you how they work. Beauty world is all about that. Everything you use is basically an endorsement or lack of endorsement for something. And so
100%.
If you lose that honesty, then like what kind of role do you play in that space? You're kind of just, you know, a sellout.
No, for sure. And then anybody who watches that and like doesn't get it, like will see it, you putting on that mascara and think that that mascara is going to give them that amazing volume. And then they, yeah, and then they buy it with their fucking hard earned money, and it doesn't give them the results that they thought they were going to get. And it kind of like, you know, it definitely puts a bad taste in your mouth. And so that is honestly like what killed me about Mikayla, 100%. Like that whole Lash Gate situation. I mean, I have always said that she's incredibly talented. I even did an entire video after that, like recreating her makeup look, because I think her makeup is next level. I think she's so incredibly talented, but whatever. I had my issue, and I, you know, we've talked about her on the podcast. So I'm standing in line. We're about to take a picture with Selena Gomez, and there's like a couple people in front of me. You know who was standing right in front of me? And she was so nice to me. She said hi to me, and she was amazing. Christina. She's the one with the wiener dogs on TikTok.
Christina with the wiener dogs? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, she like eats candy.
Christina with the wieners. No.
Hold on. Christina Kirkman. Come on.
Nope. Sorry, but I mean, I'm sure she's amazing.
Oh my God. Well, she was super nice, super amazing. She was standing in front of me. I loved her so much. Anyway, so I'm standing in line. We're waiting to like see the lipstick lesbians were right in front of us.
Okay,
too.
I know the lipstick lesbians. Yes, I know them.
They were there. We were waiting to see Selena. And then I turn around and I see Mikayla like walk into the building. And I immediately like I turn around and I stare straight. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, I'm just going to avoid.
What her, did you obviously. Think yes. was going to happen? Like she was going to punch you? Like what was your biggest fear?
Straight up thought that she was gonna punch me in the face. Okay, so I'm like turned around.
Your mind is
and
insane.
Then they like escort her to stand right behind me so she could also take a picture with Selena Gomez. And I shit you not, she walks up behind me. She goes, "Hi, Kathleen."
Oh my God, that's ominous.
"Hi, Kathleen." And then I turn around. I'm like, "Hi."
Oh my God,
I didn't know what to do. I'm like, "Hi, Mikayla." And she goes to like shake my hand, and she goes, "I don't believe we've met." I'm like, "No, we have not met."
You shook hands.
Yeah, I shook Mikayla's hand. I shook her hand. I'm like, "Hi, Mikayla." And she was with her best friend, Samantha, who I follow on TikTok. And like, she's also super, super talented. And Samantha was so nice. She was like, "Oh my God, I've been following you on YouTube for years, like from back in the day, for literal years." And I was like, "No way." And she was so sweet, so amazing. But I was so, mind you, I already had a glass of wine.
I knew it.
Which,
okay. Yep.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was already tipsy off of that one glass of wine. I hadn't eaten all day. So I was bright red. I felt the steam coming off of my face.
Oh my God.
When I turned around to talk to them, like I was bright fucking red. And I was like, "Oh my God, Samantha." The word vomit that came out, I even asked Samantha, "Oh no. I'm like, oh my God, did you do your own makeup?" Like, "No, I've seen her talent. I've seen her do her makeup. She's so talented." I'm like, "Did you do your own makeup?" I don't know if like Mikayla did her makeup. I don't know. But I was just like talking, and she was like, she looked at me. She's like, "Yeah, like, no shit. I did my own makeup, you stupid bitch." I felt so bad. They were so nice. Like, they were both so incredibly nice to me. I swear I expected Mikayla to turn around and punch me in the face for like talking about her lash gate.
Of course she would not do that. Lash gate. Do you think she has seen the stuff you said about the lash gate? Was that something
I would assume?
Knows?
I would assume, because like how else would she know who I am?
Because she is like an avid follower of the beauty community for a literal trillion years.
Yeah, but I'm an old washed up YouTuber. You know
oh my
what
God,
mean?
No, like,
I'm
but like anybody who knows like the beauty world like pretty much knew you, you know?
No. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like she did see the Lash Gate stuff, because it's not like when I turned around, she said, "Hey, I'm Mikayla." She was like, "Hey, Kathleen." Like, we haven't met in person, basically. Like,
did you get a vibe that she was like trepidatious, or like feeling like, like there's tension between us? Or was it completely normal, totally fine?
No, it was actually completely normal. And they were both really nice. They were both so nice to me. But I just had a feeling with the way she was like, "Hi, Kathleen." Like, the way she said it, I was like, uh-oh. Like,
I'm in trouble.
I froze when I was looking forward, and I was turning around. I'm like, "Mikayla, what brings you here?" I will say, I have to say this. And I'm not just saying this. I swear on Porter, I am not just saying this. Because me and you have experienced situations in person where we're like, wow, where we've seen people that we saw on the internet and we're like, wow, in person, there's so much makeup. That's a lot of makeup, lot of makeup, which there's nothing wrong with that, guys. But just sometimes people will look super flawless and perfect online. And then in real life, in person, it's just, it looks very heavy. Like, it's never, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, listen, it's fine. You've been to so many beauty events, but like I've tagged along to a few, and it is interesting to see what I honestly presume to be like people who use heavy filters, like people who face tune the fuck out of their face, or like just use filters even on video. Like, you know, there's a filter called Beauty Box that you can literally smooth your skin on video, and like beauty creators have been caught using things like that. And like, it is interesting to see them in person, because on Instagram and stuff they look flawless, but in person you see like a lot of makeup, and it's like very, very like powdery and present, and you're just like, oh, know. Like, your skin looks like porcelain on Instagram. So it's not that it's like you can't do a full glam. Like, do a full glam, full coverage. Who cares?
No, yeah. Like, I love a full glam, full beat moment. Like, you know, I love to look fabulous and fully glam. But like, sometimes you'll meet influencers in person and it looks a little bit heavy and like really intense, whatever. Michaela's face looked flawless, like porcelain.
Did it?
Dude. I swear to you, it looked like it had a filter on her face.
Oh my God.
Like in person.
Interesting.
It looked insane. Like her face looked flawless. And she had a full face of makeup, like she fully glam. And it looked insane. Like crazy, crazy good.
Because she's been accused of using filters like a trillion times.
Well, let me tell you, in person, it looked like she straight up had a filter.
Oh my God. It was crazy. You heard it here first.
You know what? The talent is there. You can't deny it.
No, it is. Never the issue.
No, she is incredible at what she does. That was never the issue.
Exactly. Well, I got to feed Alex. So can we do lights, camera, smiles?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry. We got to wrap it up. But let's do lights, camera, smiles. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I actually just got tagged literally like a few seconds ago in this one. And, you know, you're not watching this on Halloween or anything. And Halloween's already passed when we're filming this. But, you know, it's only been a couple of days. So I think it's still relevant.
Mine is also Halloween related. I literally got a text message from Janine. And Janine said, please, can this be your next lights, camera, smiles?
Oh, my God. How funny.
We have candy. Give me 1 second. Give you a second. Here you go. Happy Halloween.
But short question.
Yeah.
Why did y'all get pussy rope?
Let me tell you something. It was not my idea. I mean, we got fruit chews.
Not the fruit chews.
I mean, they're still good. It's staple.
Their staple is a lie.
Oh, a lie. That is diabolical. I'm on her side.
Right when I saw the bowl come out and I saw the pile of Tootsie Rolls, I said no. Immediately no.
Oh my God.
You know, our episode actually motivated me to buy the really good candy this year. I bought Blow Pops. I bought all like the Butterfinger, like value pack, whatever. All the good stuff. And nobody came to my house. Not a single soul.
Shut up.
No, seriously.
No, someone was saying in our comments, like, not us putting Butterfinger in Fantabulous when it's literally like old man's candy. Listen, shut up.
When I tell you, I bit into a Butterfinger last night and I literally
had an orgasm.
Transported into another realm. It was even better than I thought.
God.
It was so good.
Butterfinger's so damn good.
Oh my God.
You know what's an old man's candy? Tootsie Roll, bro. Tootsie Roll is the kind of chocolate that, like, if we had a time machine and we transported back to, like, 1935, we would see people eating Tootsie Rolls.
That's, like,
the best thing to do back then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, we would see them eating Tootsie Rolls and be like, wow, like, chocolate from back then sure sucked, but somehow it's still here. You know? Like,
no, the fact that it survived this long is, it needs to be studied.
My lights, camera, smiles is also, like, Halloween related, but, like, what killed me was my cousin Janine sent it to me, and she sent like a voice note, and she was just like crying. Like, this was making her cry.
Depending on what time of night I see something, I could be crying laughing. Like, genuinely, I cry laugh at TikToks all the time.
No, literally, especially the comment section. Oh my god,
sometimes the comment section like makes me laugh a million times harder than the video.
Yeah, no, like sometimes the comment section is the TikTok.
Exactly.
Like,
100%.
Like, it really is. It's the eyebrows on the mask.
Oh my God, that is so fucking cute. Are you kidding me? The funniest thing you can do, and like the best thing you could do for your kids, is just like support that, you know, just support that behavior. It's just, it's so funny. It's so great. It's so little kid coded, and I love it.
I don't even know what she's trying to do. Like, is she like dancing? You know, like, what's going on?
I thought she was slipping in the beginning, but I think she was dancing and she was moving and grooving, and that's all that matters.
I thought that was so funny.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end of our first episode with our new background, we appreciate you very much. Do not let us know your thoughts down below. Thank you.
Yeah, do not let us know your thoughts unless they are amazing, wonderful thoughts and supportive thoughts. Thank you so
this is an echo chamber. Okay, thank you. But if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, and as always, we will see you next. What did you just do?
The bottom of my socks. Oh, I've been walking around all day, and yeah, they look really bad. Anyway,
why did you just realize that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I went to do a little stretchy stretch and then I caught myself and I was like, holy shit.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, we will see you next Wednesday,
or we won't.
JK,
bye
guys.